And 3, 2, 1, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The Trump administration completed its restructuring of international aid programs and eliminated the U.S. Agency for International Development. From now on, all remaining aid and development programs will be administrated by the State Department. The administration created a new Office of Global Food Security within the State Department to oversee food security and humanitarian efforts. USAID's global health initiatives, including its crucial HIV/AIDS programs, will transition to the Bureau of Global Health Security and Diplomacy. What remains of USAID will be absorbed into the State Department's regional bureaus, effectively ending the independent agency's role in U.S. foreign assistance. On Capitol Hill, the move has sparked intense backlash from Democrats and even some Republicans. Critics argue that USAID was a cornerstone of American diplomacy, countering China's global influence and strengthening U.S. strategic alliances. Beyond the political battle, there's a legal fight brewing. Opponents say that an administration cannot simply dissolve government agency or cut billions in funding without congressional approval. And yet, that's exactly what's done. In addition to the political opposition, top military officials have also entered the conversation. Nearly a dozen retired 3- and 4-star generals and admirals gathered in Washington to make their case before lawmakers and administration officials. Their argument? International aid is a strategic investment that enhances U.S. national security, strengthens the economy, and helps the country outcompete China on the global stage. Retired General Anthony Zinni and General Laura Richardson underscored the risk, stating, withdrawing from America's leadership role on the global playing field risks leaving a void for our adversaries to fill. But it's not just the United States that's making big moves in foreign aid spending. In Europe, the UK, Italy, France, and Switzerland are making financial adjustments. Many are redirecting funds from aid to defense, citing the war in Ukraine and shifting global security concerns. Even Germany is considering a constitutional change to increase defense spending. In addition, the European Union and individual European nations are reconsidering their approach to foreign assistance. Instead of simply distributing aid, they're focusing on sustainable, inclusive investments that also support their economies. The message is clear. The future of global aid is shifting from handouts to strategic investments. Turning the page, Congress narrowly avoided a government shutdown by passing a full-year continuing resolution that funds the government through the end of fiscal year 2025. For international affairs, funding will remain mostly flat at fiscal year 2024 levels. However, the administration's actions have raised questions about whether these funds will actually be spent. Since taking office, the administration has halted or canceled billions in foreign aid grants. And while a federal judge recently reaffirmed that withholding congressionally appropriated funds is unconstitutional, the administration appears to be exploring ways to continue these budget cuts. Where do we go from here? Well, simply put, there's a lot of uncertainty about the future of U.S. foreign assistance, and that's to be continued next month.